Welcome to the DC Daily Drop, your one-stop shop for today's important news in DC movies, TV, and comics. Here are your hosts, Tom and Zach.
Welcome to a Cinco de Mayo edition of the DC Daily Drop. I'm Tom.
And I'm Zach.
And we've got a ton of stuff to get to on this Friday, starting with Wonder Woman, as we get ever so close to the release, four weeks from the official release today. And there is a ton of promotion going on and a bunch of stuff. So we've got, magazine covers, magazine articles, tons of new stills from Diana, Steve Trevor, Hippolyta, lots of stuff to go over. We're not going to cover each individual thing like that, but we will talk about it if it is unique and interesting, but we're not going to talk about it. But just so you know, there's stuff everywhere if you're looking for it. So. And for example, Chris Pine was on Jimmy Fallon last night, and he talked a little bit about Wonder Woman, and he's also hosting Saturday Night Live this weekend. I'm assuming that's going to be on Saturday night. But with the Jimmy Fallon last night, they showed the first clip from the movie, first full clip, and it is the alleyway scene that we've seen flashes of many times before. They showed a full 1 minute clip about it. We won't talk about it too much, but what'd you think of it, Zach?
It was really, really cool. I mean, like, just, I don't know, like, we've seen little flashes of this, and so, like, you already know exactly what's going to happen, but seeing it all together, and especially, I don't know, Patty Jenkins, her camera work, well, I guess the people that works for her doing the camera work, but I don't know, like, it's so cool, the different views we get of the action of her beating up people, and then, like, just the fluid camera motions, like following her as she's punching people in the face and whatnot. It's pretty cool. So I'm so excited for all the action in this movie. And it's still like, I've seen this part, I don't know, 100 times, and I still chuckled.
That's good. What I took away from it, you know how like Patty Jenkins has been talking for a year about how she's been inspired by the Donner Superman and by Indiana Jones. And directors always say stuff like that, and you think it's just lip service. But watching this clip, it finally clicked in my head. She wasn't lying. She meant that. Right. You know, you can tell tonally and sort of the way they're talking, which is partly based on it being set in World War I. You can tell by the way it definitely feels inspired by those films.
Yeah. Oh man, if this movie it does what I want it to do, I want Patty Jenkins to direct the next Indiana Jones movie.
I'm fine with her staying. If it does what I want it to do, I'm fine with her staying in DC. But she can direct other stuff. I'm fine with that.
I don't say like never direct any other DC stuff. I'm just take 2 weeks. That's all it takes
to film Indiana Jones.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think isn't Spielberg doing that?
Whatever, man. he's not that kid.
Right. He's nothing. So yeah, the clip, I'm sure we're gonna see more probably more clips and stuff like this, especially as Chris Pine and maybe Gal Gadot make the talk show circuits. I don't know how much promotion she's gonna be doing in the weeks leading up to it. What was it, 6 weeks ago or something, she had a baby, or 2 months? Yeah. I don't know. So I don't know how much promotion she's gonna be doing, but I'm sure she'll be out there eventually, guessing. From what we've heard, but they released a minute long Big Bang extended TV spot, which is really cool.
Yeah, it's Bang Bang, not Big Bang. A lot better than Big Bang. Sorry if anybody likes that show, but not a whole lot of new stuff. But we basically got to see kind of the greatest hits of all of the action we've seen in the other trailers, just like 1 second little spurts of all of the cool action stuff we've seen.
No, it's got young Diana on a horse. That's awesome. That's new. That's awesome. So, and then just the last Wonder Woman related thing, there's a cool article about the film in the New York Times, and one thing that's cool about Gal Gadot, she said I got to a point just before Wonder Woman when I had so many almost great audition, great camera tests, but always the runner-up, that I was ready to give up and go back to law school.
I am glad that did not happen.
that was a smart decision to not go back to law school for her. Education would have been overrated in this case.
Right. You always tell people don't quit your day job, but she made the right decision to quit her day job.
Do not quit. Well, her day job was acting at this time.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Anyways, we're just glad that Gal Gadot is playing Wonder Woman. That's what I'm trying to say.
Well said.
All right, moving on. There is actually other movies that DC Warner Brothers are working on, and one of those other movies is called The Batman, maybe. So according to Umberto Gonzalez, Ben Affleck has started his training routine for Batman. And if you don't know, the last time that he trained to become Batman, he's not just naturally that big. Affleck, he trained for 6 days per week for over a year to get into his BVS shape, which is kind of crazy. So that doesn't mean that the film's not going to start for a year from now, or that he's going to have to do that. I don't know how much of that he's retained and how much in shape he's stayed, but yeah, that's about all we know.
Yeah, he got an insane shape. He got massive, very bulky for Batman v Superman. I don't know if Matt Reeves is going to want him that bulky or smaller, but not to get too far into fitness and physiology, but it's easier to gain the muscle back the second time due to muscle memory. So if it took him, you know, let's say it took him 14 months to put on that muscle before, it won't take him nearly that long the second time, because that's just how muscle memory works, without getting into it. But yeah, so this could mean anything, but it's a good sign if he's working to get in Batman shape.
Yeah, I think what this means is that we need to start a marketing podcast, a business podcast, and a fitness podcast.
That's right. All daily. Okay,
wait. Oh, yeah, for sure.
7 days a week.
All right. And then in other Batman news, Variant Comics on YouTube had an interview with Michael Giacchino, the film composer. Am I saying his last name right?
Yeah. That sounds Giacchino. Good to me.
Okay. He said, if I had the opportunity, yeah, they were asking him about scoring for Batman. Depends who's making it, who's involved. But yeah, I love Batman. And so you probably know some of his music. He's worked with Matt Reeves a lot. He also won an Oscar for Up. He did the music for The Incredibles, Jurassic World, and Rogue One.
Yeah, I think it would be, ever since Reeves was even rumored for the Batman, I think this was the obvious name. To me, it would be shocking if it wasn't Michael Giacchino, just because he's done tons of blockbusters, tons of great stuff, and he's done every film that Reeves has done. He has scored for every Matt Reeves film except for the 1996 David Schwimmer classic, The Pallbearer. But every film after that, the Apes films he's done, and Cloverfield, Let Me In. So I think it would be shocking if it wasn't Michael Giacchino.
I knew there was something missing from Pallbearer.
Yeah, that would have put it over the top. The only way this wouldn't be the case was if Affleck had already chosen someone to do the score, but even then, I don't think anything was official. And Reeves would get a chance to bring in his own guy. So I would be very surprised if this wasn't the case.
Yeah.
As the week of music continues, apparently, we talked about Junkie XL the other day, but he released a tutorial video on YouTube. It's like 46 minutes long. On it for his work on Batman v Superman: Dawn of Justice. I haven't got through it all the way, but if you like that sort of behind the scenes stuff, it's definitely worth checking out.
Yeah, it looks insane. I could not do it. Like, and they show like his studio, and like every time they like switch the camera angle so that you see what's behind him, just this insane setup of I don't know what behind him. My studio does not look quite like that.
And you know way more about music than me, so I just think, hey, it sounds good. So that's my analysis.
Yeah, it's been a while since we've had some Injustice 2 news, but they released the Introducing Joker trailer on YouTube that you can check out. And true to his name, he's joking around, being a joker, electrocuting people on tops of piles of dynamite, blowing stuff up and shooting people, whatnot. But they also announced on Twitter that the first three DLC characters have been named. So Red Hood, Starfire, and then Sub-Zero from Mortal Kombat. So that's the first character out of DC stuff. But anything to add to that, Tom? Or just, we're getting pretty dang close. May 16th is when the game releases, and it's May 5th right now.
Yeah. No, I have nothing to add to that. Interesting that they're going with Sub-Zero, but Ed Boon, who's the director? I think that's the title for the video game. He's been hugely involved in Mortal Kombat about since the beginning and stuff, so it's not surprising to see Sub-Zero, but just cool, we're close to the game.
Yep.
And our last thing is a Twitter question from @Condor_Zlander. Thoughts on the young Arthur casting, and will we see Arthur's origins through flashbacks? There is a rumor out there about young Arthur being cast. We're not going to talk about the actor or anything like that because it's a leak, and we don't talk about that kind of stuff. We've talked about this before too. Do you think we'll see Arthur's origins through flashback style?
Yeah, I mean, I think we'll see, like, we'll probably see some early days of Camelot and, you know, the sword stuck in the stone, and we'll see him getting out of there, maybe meeting Merlin for the first time.
That was an episode of Legends this year.
Yeah, I think we'll see flashbacks to Arthur Curry, Aquaman. I don't know what, well, I don't think we'll see any flashbacks in Justice League. I think we'll see not a fully formed Aquaman yet, but I don't think we'll see any young Arthur in Justice League, but then in the Aquaman film, I think is where we'll see that. And I don't know. I think that would work pretty well to see young Arthur and see some of the interactions with. We know his mom and his dad are going to be in there, so to see some of those interactions with them, I think it makes sense to see some of that through flashbacks.
And I think we talked before, we both expect it to kind of be like Man of Steel style, where they, well, whether they have all flashbacks early in the film or intersperse it. There's really not a ton of flashbacks in Man of Steel, unless you count the 20 minutes on Krypton. But I guess at that point, it wasn't a flashback.
Yeah. You're just in a different time.
Right. but, you know, they use them strategically, several instances of young Clark. I don't know if they'll show multiple age groups of Arthur, because they had a couple different Clarks in Man of Steel. But I think it'll be something similar to that amount of it. And it'll be an important part of the story, but not all of it.
Yep.
All right. Well, that is all we have for today. Thanks for listening. And we'll be back again tomorrow.
Thanks for listening, and make sure to check out DC Daily Drop on Twitter, Facebook, and DCDailyDrop.com. Drop by tomorrow for more DC news.